Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, Jason, Eric DaCosta earlier in the offseason talked about, not a ton of free agents. It's not going to be that busy of an offseason. We didn't see a ton of free agent signings, certainly not any big splashes. But they have gotten done some work, future work, in terms of contract extensions. Derrick Henry was set to enter the final year of his deal. He got a 2-year contract extension. Rashad Bateman, after getting a contract extension last year, got another extension this year. So they have him under control through his age 30 season. And now there's still plenty of time before week one. And heck, we've seen Eric DaCosta do extensions during the season. Who do you think is next? Or do you think we're going to see a free agent brought in first?
Well, I certainly hope Lamar Jackson's next. And we played some of the clips last week of DaCosta on with our buddies Coleman and Bordick over on the Be More Baseball podcast. Is that right? Be More Baseball.
That's it.
And he was talking in sort of, I would say sort of like laid back, nonchalant terms about, you know, couching it as very sort of exploratory and just starting. I mean, we're beyond that. You need to get serious about it. You need to say, Lamar, I want to get this done with you before I go to the beach with my family. Like, I want you to feel as well compensated and well regarded as possible. I want to and am going to acknowledge the ever changing market forces at the quarterback position. And I'm also going to acknowledge that our owner is doing as well as he could possibly be doing. And they're fixing up the stadium for him. And the franchise is worth more than it's ever been worth before. And the league's playing more games abroad. And the cap keeps growing. And the cap's going to grow exponentially. And they are going to opt out of those TV contracts in a couple years and add a game to the schedule. And we're going to get ahead of all that. And I'm going to be completely upfront with you. And we're going to have to pay you more than Dak Prescott. And we want to pay you more than Dak Prescott. How much more? That's the approach I would take. Hey, man, we want to all get out of here in the next couple of weeks. And I want to have call certainty. And I want to know that you're bound to us contractually for way more than the next 2 years. And what can we do to make that happen? Do you need me and Sashi down there? Would me spending a few days down there with you make it happen? We don't want to interfere with your football prep during minicamp when you're here. Do you want me to come? Do you want me and Steve to meet with you down there after minicamp? But like, that's what I would be doing. Maybe they are. I know like they try to play the messaging games. Dude, anybody who knows football knows that this guy's got you by the balls based on the structure you did with him last time, the longer you let it wait.
Lamar holds all the cards, and it's all about how he wants to play it. And we had Joel Corey on a couple months ago, and he was saying if he was representing Lamar, he'd say, wait till the last minute, man. Wait till Jaden Daniels gets his bag and then sign it. But everyone has their number. And if you put that number in front of Lamar Jackson, maybe he signs it this offseason, and it really alleviates just so much uncertainty for next year. Because you don't have to do it this year. But next year, with a $75 million cap hit, that's untenable in terms of roster building for a Super Bowl contender. So you're going to be really pressed to get it done next year before the start, yes, the start of the league year, or else you're really going to have to sit out free agency, and you're probably going to be resigned to the fact that you're going to have to lose free agents because of that.
This is on a level unlike anything else that they will face as a franchise, and they kind of shamed themselves. They stumbled all over the place, peed on their leg for a couple years till they got around to doing the right thing the last time, which cost them time, cost them money, short and long term. So, and look, it's a relationship business, and they've done a great job lately getting sort of navigating a tricky wicket with Ronnie Stanley and with Rashad Bateman. This is obviously at another level, and this is dealing directly with the player because he doesn't have an agent. So that, but like, they better find the right bedside manner and tact with Lamar, because like Brandon Bean in Buffalo, he knows the temperature of his quarterback, and he's gotten his quarterback on board several times. They also did it way before Josh Allen didn't get anywhere close to having to play out a franchise tag and request a trade to get paid the first time, and Josh Allen hadn't done anything more in the playoffs than Lamar Jackson. And the owner there didn't come out and say, I think Josh Allen needs to win me a Super Bowl before I think about paying him the way he wants to be paid. So there's no way in hell Lamar's forgotten about any of that. And it happened. It happened very publicly. It got very ugly. And they're arguably the best player in franchise history. And I know they've had some unbelievable football players in this team, but arguably the greatest player in franchise history. Somebody might go down as a top five quarterback in the history of this league. Had to go public with a trade demand to get paid the last time. If you're not using that as fodder to sell out completely, mind, body, soul, to win him over in the next couple of weeks, then shame on you.
Lamar obviously should be next in line. Will he is the big question. And my guess is I think it's either Kyle Hamilton or a free agent brought in. And Kyle Hamilton did show up to today's OTA, so he's in the building. Maybe you can start talking to him. I'm sure they've already had negotiations, sure, with his agent. But I've been saying for a while now that I think he's going to be done prior to training camp. And it's obviously a hell of a lot money when you're a hell of a lot less money when you're talking about safety compared to a quarterback. But that being said, Hamilton's going to completely reset the safety market, where Kirby Joseph is the highest paid safety in football, $21.25 million per year, $36 million in total guarantees, and Antoine Winfield upped him in total guarantees with $45 million. So that's going to be the starting point, and of course, Hamilton's going to go well beyond that.
Well, and it's another situation where better now than later, because if Malachi Starks is who we think he's probably going to be, and if that allows Kyle Hamilton to get back into more of a playmaker role, and then Kyle Hamilton has even more statistics to back up all the anecdotal and visual and film-based review of his play that would tell you he's a superior playmaker, you just have to tap into it more, then his price is only going to go up. But you can walk and chew gum at the same time.
Oh,
and like anybody,
sure,
who thinks like...
They just did it with Henry and Bateman.
I mean, like... And even if you could say, okay, well, those were more of adjustments than brand new contracts. Yeah. And that's true. But it doesn't matter. There's plenty of hours in the day.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And yeah, I mean, the one I'm not pressed about is Linderbaum because I just don't think the market's going to go any crazier than it has in the short term and even in the next calendar year. I think it is what it is. And the closer he gets to having to, I mean, you hate to say it, but this is the reality of the sport they play. The closer he gets to having to risk your neck, literally, to play center in the NFL against dudes who are a lot bigger than you, the more inclined he might be to take the bird in hand. So that one is one where I'm more like, let's get closer to the regular season and see where we are with him. I'd love to get one of these other big ticket items done before I even really make that seem like a huge priority. The Van Noy one is, to me, much more like Henry and Bateman and whatever.
Yes.
And you know, Gigi seems to think that's sitting in a box in Eric's, you know, desk somewhere already done. They just haven't filed the paperwork with the league or whatever. And maybe it is. And regardless, I'm not sweating that. And at this point, Bone, my guess is they don't sign any unrestricted free agents of any import until right before camp starts, or maybe even a couple weeks into camp when they start to see that, okay, maybe we don't have as much depth here as we thought we would. Like, that might be one where we get to that first preseason game and they have a, you know, the next day they have a personnel meeting and it's like, okay, who's still out there on the street at edge? Let's go do that.
Yeah, that's something that doesn't need to be done tomorrow. Mandatory mini camps next week. And then after that, it's the deadest portion of the NFL calendar where everyone's just on vacation for the next month or so until training camp. But before we step out, I did want to get back to Linderbaum for a second, just because that situation is going to be very interesting to see how they navigate, because they declined the fifth-year option, which is the equivalent of the franchise tag for, remember, it's offensive line. It's not center. Yep. And that's what jacked up the cost. So them declining that tells me that they don't want to use the franchise tag because it's the same exact number
exactly
that they declined it. So it's either contract or he's gone next year. And yep, I see if he hits the open market, he's gone.
Yeah, I don't think they would. If it gets to that point, they don't have an extension done by the middle of the season and he has the kind of season he's had, somebody else will pay him more in all likelihood than they're willing to.
Coming up at 3, Taylor Lyons works for the Baltimore Sun. He did a great piece talking about Kevin Willard. We'll get his thoughts on the fallout from that situation, the new details that have emerged there, his thoughts on Buzz Williams, as well as the new AD, Jim Smith. That is at 3. But coming up next, we're going to play some more sound from yesterday. Andrew Voorhees talking about trying to build off the playtime opportunities that he got last year, hopefully hold on to the starting job this season, and Roger Rosengarten trying to stack some days. That's next on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.